Good morning, everyone. So when I looked at the scriptures for this Sunday, I said, oh, this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. I can't wait to hear what Pastor Jim tells me that God knows that I need to hear. And then as I was working on the bulletin, I thought, oh man, this is my Sunday to do time with young disciples. And you know why I said that? Because, Kinsey, this story in the Bible is about Mary and Martha, the two sisters who Jesus comes to their house and they're going to have a meal with him. And so Mary sits at Jesus' feet and listens to what he has to say. And guess what Martha does? She runs all around the house, cleaning and preparing and getting everything ready and just right for her guest. And I thought, Lord, you sure do have a sense of humor, because this is me. I am Martha, and God knew that I only needed to hear what Pastor Jim had to tell me, but I also had to talk to you about it. So I already told you, Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. Martha's running all around and being quite distracted. So what distracts us from spending time with God? And I want you guys to think about this too. What distracts us from spending time with God? And there is quite a list. And some of those things are really good things, like taking care of other people, helping others, or cleaning. I mean, you have to clean the house, you know? Somebody has to clean the house. So these things are not bad things that distract us from God, but they are still distractions. Like, you could insert softball. It's summertime. We could insert distraction or vacation. So lots of things can distract us from spending time with God. But the good news is, sometimes people think that they have to do all these things to earn their way into heaven. You know, you have heard, it's the competition between works and faith. It's not our works that get us into heaven, it's our faith that gets us into heaven. Jesus has already done all of the work by the cross. So we can't do all of these works without our faith. And in order to strengthen our faith, we have to make time to spend with God, with Jesus. And in Ecclesiastes in the Bible, it says there's a time for everything. There's a time for softball. There's a time for cleaning. There's a time for vacation. But Jesus doesn't say, you go do that and I'll wait over here. He is right here next to us all the time. So we take him with us no matter where we go. Vacation, everywhere. So like Pastor Jim says, the challenge here is to spend more time with God. And the grace is that he's with us in all of those distractions. So we just need to change our focus, speak to him constantly. They're called breath prayers. You can say one little sentence to him, you know, we pray for people in an ambulance when we're driving down the road and see it go flying past us. So just be aware and prioritize. Check yourself all the time and make sure our priorities are in check. And that way we can be more like Mary while still doing the things that Martha needed to do. Balance. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know all of our weaknesses and all of the things that distract us, but you are still there right next to us, leading us through each and every day. Help us to focus on you through everything that we do and to rely on you in times when we think we can't take another step forward. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.